Our reality check segment today looks at why ballots may still be sent out to people who have died or moved away. Honolulu Civil Beat reporter Christina Jedra joins us with the story. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be with you, Catherine.
Yeah, so it's interesting. You talked to a number of people who are getting the ballots of people who have died.
Yes, not only folks that have died, but some households are getting ballots for former residents that haven't lived there for years. Other folks are getting ballots for folks that are incarcerated. And again, yes, some people have passed away but are still getting ballots sent to their former homes. I asked the Honolulu Elections Division about this, and they said, you know, the voter registry is a living document. It's regularly updated, but some people do fall through the cracks. For example, the State Department of Health sends periodically a list of people that have passed away to the Elections Division, but that's only people who have died in the state of Hawaii. It's not people who have died out of state. For those folks, they're still going to keep getting ballots until, you know, those ballots bounce back to the Elections Division, and then they can, you know, investigate and determine what's going on and remove the person from the registry. Sometimes people move away. They don't file a change of address with the Postal Service, so the Elections Division just doesn't know that they've moved away, and they kind of err on the side of caution of leaving people on the registry rather than taking them off and potentially eliminating eligible voters from the rolls.
You found someone that had, what, five different tenants' ballots sent to them?
Yeah, one guy I spoke with got five ballots for people that had rented at his property years ago, and he, you know, thought they were on the mainland. And he's still getting ballots for them. But the common thread of all the folks that I talked to is that they have gotten these ballots, but they didn't know what to do with them, and they didn't send them back to the Elections Division. So that's a way to basically guarantee you're going to keep getting ballots. The Elections Division stressed to me, you know, updating the voter registry is a collaborative effort, so they only, you know, can keep it as updated as they get information. So if you have an extra ballot, just write "not at this address" on it and put it back in your mailbox so that they can update the registry.
Now, I know there's concern when people get these ballots and the people that need to vote are not there, but there's concern about voter fraud.
Right. It can feel unsettling when you get a ballot that's not intended for you, but the good news is that there are safeguards. So every ballot you have to... Well, first of all, you can't open mail that's not yours, or you're not supposed to. So that would be a crime. And also signing, you'd have to forge someone else's signature to vote for someone else. And when the city receives the ballots, the signatures on the ballot need to match what's in their system. So that's the signature folks used when they registered to vote. Often that's, you know, the signature you have on your license when you signed up with the DMV. So if the signatures don't match, the Elections Division will contact the voter to figure out what's going on. If the issue can't be resolved, then the vote doesn't count. So that should give folks some peace of mind, hopefully.
Right. So people, though, need to reach out to the Office of Elections or the city clerk's office if they're uncertain about, you know, the ballots.
Exactly. Yes. The city really doesn't want to do any kind of massive like voter purge of the voter rolls. Other states have done this, and there have been concerns from advocates that it eliminates people who are legitimate voters, and then you end up with a voter disenfranchisement problem. One academic paper I read even said that when you're weighing whether to purge the voter rolls or potentially risk double voting, a purge could eliminate 30 legitimate voters for every potential duplicate. So it's a delicate situation, and the Elections Division said they're doing their best, and it's as secure as it can be.
Does anybody have any good numbers, you know, as to how many ballots are sent out and the people don't live there anymore?
The Elections Division didn't share that information. It's not something they really track, but anecdotally they said most of the calls that they receive are people that, you know, have lost their ballot and just need a replacement. It's not something they hear about a ton. And in terms of voter fraud cases where someone, you know, receives a ballot for someone else and votes with it, the Honolulu Prosecuting Attorney's Office said they've never had a case like that.
And I know there is concern because our voter turnout is terrible, and everybody's hoping that, you know, this vote by mail will encourage more participation.
Right. Yeah. I spoke with Sandy Ma, who's the executive director of Common Cause Hawaii, and she said, you know, we really don't need to worry so much about the voter fraud issue. It's nationally and locally incredibly rare. The real issue is voter participation, voter turnout. In the 2018 statewide general election, only 52.7% of voters cast ballots. She's saying we can do better than that, and that's where we need to focus our efforts.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Christina.
Thanks, Catherine.
That was reporter Christina Jedra with today's reality check. Read her story online at civilbeat.org.